The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is the Players Lounge, broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star. Now, your hosts, Barry Church, Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, and Nui Scruggs.
Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos. Let's ride.
Yeah,
one
man.
Day away from Cowboys Giants at AT&T Stadium. And I'm getting my heart warmed up. I look up here. We have NFL Network. Ooh. There's John Madden and Pat Summerall right there on your TV.
Beautiful.
They made Thanksgiving look so great. Rest in peace. Both of those gentlemen here grew up on those guys, man.
Yeah,
There's nothing like Thanksgiving Day Cowboy football. That was... Man, if it's one thing that I miss, it's my mama's cooking.
Mm.
And, you know, back then I was living on the East Coast at 4 o'clock.
You knew it. You knew it was coming on.
4 o'clock, you know, watch the Lions game. You just kind of get warmed up. Mm-hmm. And then, boom, you get settle on in, man, hit the main show, it's the Cowboys. And man, it's crazy to think about how you can grow up watching something and then being able to get paid to go cover it.
It's amazing, man.
God is good, man.
It's amazing. You ain't lying.
It's crazy. I mean, I texted that, man, I want to go one time. And I remember my dad, we had to go pick up my great-grandmother. We were living at Fort Hood, and we had to go pick up the DFW airport. We drove past Texas State.
Mm. That's when it was in Irving, right?
Yeah. I was like, oh, my gosh, look at this. Look at this. And so tomorrow, man, I'm just thrilled that, you know, here it is, man. One more time that the Cowboys get to play, and we get to, you know, this is what we get to do. We get to talk about it here for 45 minutes. It's Hecma Harrison. Barry Church, former Dallas Cowboys safety. He's played in this game. Cowboys,
yes,
Giants.
Indeed.
Dallas is a 10-point favorite.
10?
10. Okay.
Ooh.
10-point favorite. And Hecma, the injuries here?
Yeah.
For the Giants?
Adding up.
Okay. Starting center, John Feliciano's out. Starting right guard's out. The left guard's on injured reserve. The backup left guard and the third string left guard are not coming to town. Wide receiver Wandell Robinson, we talked about him this week. He's out.
Yep.
Sterling Shepard, he's not playing. He's out. Xavier McKinney's out. Dory Jackson's out. Dallas is a 10-point favorite.
I want to bookmark something that you just said, man. About I just realized, man. Like family growing up on Thanksgiving. Like you gotta understand, man. Being a kid from Dallas, that was, dog. This is what we look forward to, and it was Cowboys Commanders.
Yeah.
Back then, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, man, that dog, it was so good. Just thinking, you just took me back to my childhood right there when you just brought that up. And you know what? As everybody's getting ready to prepare for Thanksgiving, man, I want to, for all the people, I'm always reminded there are people that are missing loved ones during this season. And, man, I'm missing my grandmama. My grandmama been gone for 2 years.
Mm.
And Thanksgiving hadn't been the same for me. For 2 years, but I'm telling you, Cowboy Nation, everybody that's out there, you missing somebody, man. Hey, from me to you, I understand. It ain't nothing but love, man. And hopefully this game can give you some semblance of joy and happiness, man. Because I'm telling you, it's a lot of pressure on my cousins and my aunties to recreate that dressing.
Ooh. Them rolls.
Hey, it's a lot of pressure.
Pies.
Because her favorite dishes.
Mm.
That's
the pressure right there. You can have a recipe, but will it taste the same?
How come the boiled eggs aren't on the mashed potatoes the way Big Mama did?
Hey, I'm trying to tell you. Come on, man.
Why do I have to tell you this?
Come on. It's too much giblet in the gravy.
The ratio is off.
What's going on?
I'm telling you, man. So, hey, you know, you know, black folk thing.
Hey, man,
we gonna let you know.
And listen, it's crucial. It is crucial. But man, you know what? Just for everybody, man. I just want to make sure. When you said that, it just took me back to my grandfather sitting another TV out. And that's before you had the dual screen. We had the big back TV.
The big wooden one, and you put the other TV on top.
No, exactly. We had the color TV that was like furniture. It was
big.
It had a, you could play a radio. They seriously had a radio in it, man. It was like a come on, make play albums out of this thing. It was crazy. Oh. Anyway, that's
Magnavox. Okay, you know that brand. The old Magnavox.
It took like 15 people to carry that thing.
You had to have about 3 feet from the wall to the TV because the back of the things was, I mean.
Oh, come on.
It was deep. Deep, man. Yes,
this was a whole console.
Yes.
They called it a console.
Yes, it was a console. Yes.
It was a console.
Get it down to Curtis Mathis.
Oh, man. I don't know nothing about that.
Hey, we're taking you back.
But this is way before Circuit City. It was a dude place Curtis called Mathis? Curtis Mathis. Yeah, yes.
Never heard of it.
Exactly. You hadn't heard of it, but
You were there when that happened, right? Yes, I was in the building.
NFL Network just, you know, they of all games to show, I got to show the Cowboys, Minnesota Vikings.
This is the Randy show. That was the Randy show. Was it three catches, three touchdowns?
He went off.
But then Michael Irvin had a great game, like 150 some odd yards, I believe, that game, and they still ended up losing.
Was that Pup Smith? Oh, yeah.
Who was that DB? Because I've seen him on a lot of highlights.
That looks like
man.
Pup Smith. Look like Pup Smith.
Like running in cement right there.
Is that Pup?
Yeah, that's Pup. But listen, that's Randy Moss, too. That's fresh Randy.
That's young Randy.
That's fresh off the boat, Randy. Well, back to what you were talking, the injuries that they have, they're still, man, no excuse.
None.
No quarrel given. No quarrel will be given.
And
for
I'm
those
not going to sit here and be like, you know, because last time we went against the Packers, their offensive line was hurting as well. And I thought, oh, it's going to be a field day. It's going to be over by halftime. We're getting after their butts. I'm not making that same mistake twice. I'm not going to do it, man. Not going to
trust them. Because you can't trust
them. Not going to do it, Newey.
But at the same time, Church, if you're in this locker room as a former player and you see this and you now know what happened in Green Bay, what is the message?
Don't overlook them, man. And that's what McCarthy's been doing a great job of so far this season. I mean, I feel like each and every game they come to play, they're ready for it. They're not taken off guard. They're not like, oh, man, it's a slow start. They kind of overlooked this team. McCarthy's done a great job of making sure this team is hyped and ready to go. So the main message in that locker room, because they see the injury report. They see who's not going to be there. They see the tackles, offensive line. And, of course, this D-line, that front seven, they're probably licking their chops. Man, we're going to feast. I understand that. Have confidence going in there, but don't be overconfident because, once again, this is a division game. They know your strengths and weaknesses just like you know theirs. So, trust me, Daboll is a good coach. He's going to draw some things up. That first 15 plays, that script they have out there, is going to be elaborate. They might gain some yards, weather the storm, and go out there and dominate. But don't be overconfident against a team that's on the ropes right now.
No, and not only that, you recognize how young this team is, and with the youth that you have on this team, you have to constantly remind those guys that, look, man, you can't overlook them. Mm-mm. And that's the part that I think that you rely heavily on your veteran leadership. If you have guys like you on that squad, mm-hmm. going to remind these guys that we asked you yesterday, you know, how do you recover from playing Sunday and then having to come back Thursday? There's another aspect to that where you're telling these guys that, look, don't pay attention to the rat poison. There's everything that's going on around us, everybody telling us how great we are, how big we are. We just went from not being in the playoffs and now we're in the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? All of those things that's happening.
Hype is real.
I thought Mike McCarthy did a very nice job of handling that question because he's like, I spoke to general manager Jerry Jones, and he understands
what we
have to do this week. Now, the owner is over there. So Mike McCarthy's figured that out. But, Heckman, you have to make 40-3 stand up. You have to. Mm. And the way you make that win against Minnesota stand up is you handle your business and handle it quickly, okay? Handle it quickly here in the first half and get yourself on this 10-day break.
Yes.
Rest. Get ready for December. Get ready for an opportunity to do something where certain folks around the league think you're a really good football team. I was checking the power rankings out here.
Oh, here we go.
Checking the power rankings. Hatma, NBC, Pro Football Talk, Cowboys number 3. Pro Football Focus, your favorite, Barry, number 5.
That's BFF.
ESPN, number 5. The 33rdteam.com, got them number 8. Mm. So everyone believes, you know, pretty much average, that this is a, when you average these things out, they think they're a top 5 football team.
Yeah.
And you can't be a top 5 football team favored by 10 points at home, where you've got a team that has to fly. They're Wednesday. They got to fly down here to come mm-hmm. see you and lose this game. You need to go out here and handle the business. Get these teams, as much as you handled Minnesota, handle these dudes even more so.
Yeah.
Leave no doubt after this game and get yourself on a 10-day break. That's my piece.
It wasn't all good just a week ago.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't, you know. And it's amazing how PFF and all of these different publications come out a week later where our rankings, we were out of the top 10. We was nobody's favorite. Now, all of a sudden, he's your man. You get,
hey, big head.
The text, you see how quickly that
That's
happened?
But
I agree with you, Nui. I think that the consistency that you are asking for from this team comes by way of the performance that they had against Minnesota. You backdoor this by coming in and you dominating this week. But let's not act like New York doesn't have a puncher's chance.
Yeah.
Let's not do that. Because this is a team that is also, Brian Daboll has these guys playing some ball.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gotten behind what they've made important what they needed to, and that's Saquon Barkley. We got to stop the run. There's another week, another challenge that says we have to armor up and stop the run just like Detroit did. That was their key to success last week versus the Giants, stopping the run.
And I think that's pretty much all they got right now. Like you're talking about, I mean, they got some weapons on the outside. You know, you got Slayton, but the main guy, Robinson, on the outside, he's injured. The offensive line is hurt. It comes down to Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones. And let's not sleep on Daniel Jones when it comes to running the football, because this guy, he hurt us a little bit last time we went against him. I think he had a couple
80
rushers,
yards,
80 yards
nine
out there.
80.
So he kept them in the ballgame. And let's not mistake, you know, it took, you know, a last-minute drive from Cooper Rush to get the dub up there. Now, I understand, I believe, you know, the Cowboys' offense is a lot better with Dak Prescott behind the helm. But this New York Giants football team, they're not no slouches. You know, defensively, they can play solid ball. There's not a real standout out there. They play as a unit. So, to me, what they're going to try to do to Cowboys, they're going to try to stop our run, which is harder, easier said than done. They're going to try to step that box up and make Dak Prescott make the throws, which I believe he can do.
And let me tell you this. If they're going to come out with the Vikings coach game plan, let us know before we get there, man.
I'm not even going to turn the TV on.
Just wink and say, look, man, we want to get on back on this plane and go home as quick as possible. Because it's it's certain gentleman agreement. Hey, if I take my starting five out, I ain't playing no more. I take my quarterback out, I ain't playing. Let us know if y'all raising the white flag before we get there.
If I'm Kirk Cousins, I'm still salty about that.
All right.
Oh, hot. The hell going on? Look out! The Giants have had a nice story.
Jeez.
They've had a nice story. But it's November football in church, you know from playing.
Mm-hmm.
September.
It's tough.
You know, you play against some folks not taking you serious, get a couple wins. Right now, this is the time to, just like we saw at Minnesota, it's time to go up here, show people who's daddy. There's no excuse for them to leave this football game where they lost.
Mm-mm.
They need to handle their business. And I hope that the Green Bay debacle is still in their heads. If we do not play up to our capabilities, as Micah Parsons talked about, guys out here trying to get the sacks instead of doing their jobs. Do your job. Go out here and execute. You're at home. The National Football League has given you a gift of playing at home on a short week. They got to fly here. Get your business done. Go enjoy your Thanksgiving with your family. Nobody want to eat turkey after a loss. You know what that feels like, man.
I told you about the cousins. They're gonna be in the back.
You know, and don't make your family have to tiptoe around you on Thanksgiving. You know, people just want to have a good time. It's just too much here to mess around.
Yeah.
No, look, I'm no athlete, man. I ain't playing anything like that. But man, this is one where I wish I could to just be able to go in the locker room and just, guys, let's go out here and whip this trick so we can all go home and eat.
I'm in charge.
Right? Come on. Come on, guys. We can't have any more Green Bays, you know? You're in a good spot. You got a gift. Dudes are hurting. End this thing.
And that's the only thing that makes me slightly nervous. That's the only thing. Because this team, it kind of rides that wave a little bit. And I know we got leaders in the locker room. You got Dak Prescott. You got Zeke. You got Tank Lawrence
right.
That can go out there and instill this message that we can't overlook this squad. But I understand, man. This is a young team overall. This is a very young team overall. And I just don't want them to get too hyped. Like, I feel like that Green Bay game, they was so hyping up. We got to get this for McCarthy. We got to get this. We're up two touchdowns.
It's
a wrap.
Down.
Oh, we let down. We can't get there. Those leaders got to instill that message.
But the lesson, lesson learned. That's my thing. Hopefully you've learned the lesson. Go ahead.
How about on the flip side of this? If you look at the Giants, they play the Cowboys tomorrow. Obviously, they come with the Commanders, the Eagles, and then the Commanders again.
Mm.
And then the Vikings. This is a tough stretch for them.
Yeah.
So they're recognizing that, look, we're in the – this is the meat and potatoes part of our schedule, and Commanders are – obviously, looking better.
They're rolling a little bit.
So
playing better defense now.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you talk about what's on the line for the Cowboys. It's there for New York as well.
I think this is right now. I don't know about you guys. I've looked at New York all year long, and then, you know, my Giant friends coming out to Woodworks. I'm like, guys, yes, you've won these games, but you're not that.
You're not that. You're not him.
You're like Scooby-Doo. Y'all about to get the mask pulled off you here in the next couple of weeks. You're about to get exposed. Okay? Ooh. Look, you've won 7 games. You've done better than anyone thought you'd. It's a nice run. But it's November football now. And now folks about to go ahead and do that work. And you don't have the kind of talent over this long haul to do anything. I think that, you know, if they finish up, you know, 8, 9, 9, that's what I think they are.
Okay.
That's
a good story.
Right.
Good story.
Right, right. You know how it is. Hey, man, next thing you hanging out here in the first half, and all of a sudden later it gets in the game, other team starts pulling away. It's like the Maryland Ohio State game. They got there hanging with them, got a little lead. Next is the fourth quarter. Here come Ohio State pulling
boom,
away.
Boom, boom.
Right, pulling away, pulling on away.
I love that you just made that point, man, because that tasty cake gonna taste so good on Christmas after Christmas, man. No. I just like how you just made that whole point about the Giants and who they played. And I like how you just did that, man. That I like that. I want you to keep that same energy. I like how you put that together.
Christmas
I'm gonna use
Eve,
that.
Huh? Christmas Eve.
Yes. I like how you did that.
We're getting there.
It's building up. I like what you said about the Giants. The way you just said that about the Giants, basically what you just said was they hadn't played anyone. And
I don't want to say I haven't played anyone.
They got some dubs.
It's like your old rival Kansas. Okay?
Yeah.
It started off with 5-0 this year, 6-0.
Hot. Rock Chalk Jayhawks.
Then all of a sudden you had to start playing some folks, and everybody looks at you trying to play? Okay.
Oh, you want basketball school again.
Oh, you want to play for real. Right. Set up on a stick.
College game day gonna come down to Lawrence and TCU. Crack, crack, crack. And then the next thing you play Texas, crack, crack, crack. Mm. So that's what I think they are. I just think that you've been a nice story. You've won some games. You've done better than anybody thought. But now, you know, it's November football. You're going to start coming back to the pack.
Put the kids to bed.
And now they're hurting, you know, so you have no depth. I think this is going to start, as you just listed here, their little run here. People are going to go ahead and do that work. Brian Daboll, nice job. I don't think he'll win Coach of the Year, but we'll recognize you for being a good football coach.
He wasn't running, though. I mean, for a while, he was talking Brian Daboll, Coach of the Year. I mean, it's a lot of good. This is a feel good story happening with the Giants.
I didn't see this happening, but yeah.
But it's a wrap, huh? It's over with.
It's like Kansas football. Maybe they just think. What's what Jayhawk trying to? You bowl eligible, but you know he might be a 7-8. You know, I mean, you know, Joy Alamo Bowl or wherever you going to get Jesus. But you know, you know, you're coming on back to earth, baby. It's like the Kentucky Derby. You out there leading that thing. Look at all here's Kansas. Hey, can you run next thing you know, everybody just coming to get you.
In the words of Jay-Z.
You out there finishing fifth
grand place. Opening, grand closing.
Exactly. Right? Hey, man, you hung tough for a minute. Next thing you know, in the end, it is what it is.
Offseason plans already scheduled, huh?
And the Giants are going to have more questions, but I think that they've done a nice job. But you go out here, beat these dudes up. Get on with your 10 days. Get ready for the Indianapolis Colts in the Sunday Night Football Contest.
They ain't flex it. They ain't move it. They ain't flex it.
You talking about them Colts?
I just know it was on the verge. They had to have a conversation about it, though, bro.
No, okay. So what, right after we had the conversation, I talked to my PR guy, and he just said, I can't imagine flexing a good Dallas Cowboy team.
Okay.
The one time they were flexed, they were a bad team. And so now you've got Jeff Saturday up there, won his first game, almost won the second game, that they can sell that enough. Oh, hey, it's Jeff Saturday, da-da-da, and, you know, maybe the Colts are still. But the bottom line is you're not flexed. The Dallas Cowboys bring too many ratings, and it doesn't matter. Now, thankfully, the NBC won't be doing what they did at CBS last week, flipping the game.
Oof, that was
Oh. So disrespectful.
Oof.
Because there's nothing to flip to at that time of night. But no, heck, that game's not going anywhere.
All right. It's not. Just wondering.
Yeah, we'll be at the stadium for that.
No, it is not. So just yeah, baby, get ready for it. It's going to be a heck of a weekend out there. A Big 12 championship game on that Saturday. And then you've got the Cowboys and Colts the next day. So
it is.
Texas Live for the folks working out there. About to be a big old weekend, man. Yeah. Be there all day long.
Get you some of them $9 beers.
That's why I drink water.
$4 on that.
Let's get our first break in here. Ekma Harrison, Barry Church. I'm Newey Scruggs. The chase for Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh my!
Dak Prescott officially spoke about it. Let's get our take.
I'm with you,
Noah
Brown. I'm with you, dog.
I'm in charge.
I'm with you, big dog.
I've not seen him in the locker room.
I'm with you, big dog. If anybody got your back, I got your back, Obie.
All right, this is Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos on DallasCowboys.com radio.
With Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar, you no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, Shave Logic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves guaranteed.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Live music fans, head to The Star in Frisco on Tuesday, November 29th for a brand new monthly concert series, Sounds of the Star, featuring the inimitable country rock band Western Rewind. The concert kicks off at 7 p.m. and is free and open to the public. For more information, visit thestarinfrisco.com.
Who's playing again?
Western Rewind.
Okay.
Western Rewind.
That's a tough one, man. That's a tongue twister.
Western Rewind.
It's all good. All
there
good.
Go.
Heckma Harrison.
That's me.
Barry Church, former Dallas Cowboys safety. Cowboys facing the New York Football Giants. It is the second game of the day. Three games. And
I love you.
This game is going to be on Fox with Kevin Burkhart, Greg Olson, and Aaron Andrews, and Tom Rinaldi there at the game. Of course, you can hear it on 105.3 The Fan with Brad Champ, Babe Laufenberg, and the great Christy Scales. And, of course, our Spanish listeners got my man Victor Villalba on there, my boy Luis Perez doing it. And then Compass Media's got Kevin Ray and Danny White on the radio broadcast nationally right there. So a whole lot of folks can consume the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. All right, Heckma.
What up?
Is this the week Kevontae Turpin gets the touchdown.
Oh.
Well, how close?
Y'all see this from Bean? Real quick. Y'all see this? You see all the players out for the boys? Look at the message. We got Anthony Barr, Jonathan Hankins, Basham, Donovan Wilson, Neville Gallimore.
A lot of outros.
That's a lot.
Now, let me see. Okay. Let me see you're reading it properly.
All right, go ahead. Break
they
it down.
They ruled out Anthony Barr.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't break it down like that then.
Jonathan Hankins has an illness. Terrell Basham has an illness. They're doubtful.
Okay.
That's doubtful.
Okay.
Donovan Wilson, illness. Neville Gallimore, illness. They're added to the injury report. So they're questionable for Thursday against.
So they're
the
questionable, doubtful, but then Barr is completely out.
Okay, so Barr is out.
Okay,
everyone
that makes me
else
feel
is.
Better.
It's really like, okay, dudes, how are we feeling?
That makes me feel better.
How are we feeling here? So Tack McKinley coming up tells you that okay, we don't know who's gonna feel good, and he may get a spot. So maybe Basham is down, and then he takes a spot there. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, on a short week.
It's going around.
That's gonna be real. It's going around.
Right, it's going around.
That's been the story. That's been the story. They've talked about you know, guys wearing masks here in the building, trying to protect themselves as much as they can here. Mm-hmm. So we've got some guys who dealt with illness here, and that's. You talk about game time decision, that's what it's going to be. It's a game time decision. Even more of an emphasis on, come out here, put these dudes away.
Yeah.
Is
even more emphasis on what you said.
I mean, put these dudes away. So
don't pull a Detroit. Remember what happened in Detroit? It was, you know, we pulled away in the second half. But that first half, it was what, 7-6?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I don't want that smoke in there.
Now, I'll give Dan Campbell and his team credit. They had a bye week. Okay, so he had a bye week to prep for 2 weeks to get ready for this game here. And he was coming back here. They were ready to play the Dallas Cowboys. You know, they were ready for that. Hey, let's try. And what have we seen from this team? We saw it last week when they got that win. They're going to fight you. So Dan Campbell's team fought the Cowboys. All right, next thing you know, you realize you're in a fight. They ended up winning the fight. You know, thank goodness Michael Parsons didn't give up on that one play to was it Hawkinson.
Mm-hmm.
So they got it. But got a couple guys sick, even more of an emphasis of put these dudes away so we can go rest a couple guys and get this W here. It's never going to be easy in the National Football League. I mean, what happened to Minnesota is an anomaly, but still, you saw what happened in Green Bay if you are not ready to play your game. You saw that Detroit and Chicago came in here to Jerry World, ready to play, wanted to be on that national stage. So Brian Daboll's teams are not going to just lay down.
I'm about to say, coaching. We got a lot better culture.
He'll have them ready to play, but you have more talent.
You do. Okay? Overall, you definitely have more talent.
I spoke to Luke Gifford this week about the potential for special teams on a short week to have an edge. And that's why I was also asking about Turpin. Could this be that kind of week?
I can see it.
You know? Guys are a little tired, and you know from playing, hey, man, Thursday about the time you finally start to get your body back, so you're not having to play on a day where you finally that maybe somebody doesn't get a right lane, maybe somebody doesn't get their block, that Turpin has an opportunity to go ahead and run one back, and that's going to be such a huge momentum shift. It's a momentum shift in any football game, but especially on a Thursday, I believe, this is where special teams can make a difference.
He's just inching closer and closer to breaking one. We're talking for Kevontae Turpin. But I've really been impressed with Coach Fossil's group, period. I think the special teams has been great. And we hadn't had any watermelon kicks. We hadn't had anything crazy happen.
4-10, let's fake it.
Yeah, think about that now. Yeah, yeah. There was a time where the special teams was like, it was an issue.
They were losing that phase every game. That first year, every week. This is why,
like this season in particular, there are certain, like these guys, the coverage teams are handling their business. Everybody looks, and especially with Brett Maher and anger still being the weapon that we know that he is. But I think Kevontae Turpin, man, he's got to see that he's getting closer and closer. And I don't understand, like, why teams keep kicking it to him. If you're looking at the film, it should tell you, indicate, look, man, number 9 is going to take one to the house. Don't let it be against us. But Maybe he's going to have to make some guys some believers.
It's the league. I mean, they kicked the Cordarrelle Patterson last week.
Oh, man. What? That's, again.
I didn't know he could still roll like that.
Yeah. Boy, what?
He was putting
he roll
up,
out.
He was rolling on it.
He's got the record.
Where's Luda?
Then you saw the Jets. Hey, we go punt it right down the middle.
So
and next
that's
thing
called
you know,
high treason. When you push it down the middle, that is called high treason.
5 seconds to go. Kick it out of bounds. Mm. What are you doing? I mean, that one I don't get at all. 5 seconds left, you go, we're going to kick and kick it straight. Just kick it as high as you can. Just kick it. Heck.
No, man. Hey, all three phases, and we could put these guys to bed. You talk about something that could be a momentum, that we could take some momentum and just kill these guys. If you have guys like Kevontae Turpin having the game of their life on Thanksgiving, and that's what I'm anticipating. That's what we need. Yeah. Defensively, with the guys that you saw out that Chris just sent through, you know, I just feel like, Ben, we have to armor up front anyway. And so, Thankfully, we have enough of a roster where we can – guys just go, hey, man, it's not going to be the in-and-out flexibility that we've had at the defensive line position. Guys are going to be in there a little bit longer. So, pack up. Let's go.
Good thing we got waves. Good thing we got them waves and them D-line. When you talk about special teams, I can see something happening because – if you think about it, regular week, you know, special teams, you're able to go through your practice full padded. You're going over there. You're going through the motions of what has to happen out there. And that's the only time these special teams guys get to go through their thing full speed. But this short week out there, you blocking on air. You're not really, you know, you're not in pads. You're not going through full speed like that. So this could be the week where, you know, punt blocks, things of that nature can happen because they haven't done it all week's full speed. They haven't been in those full pads and got to blocking lanes like they should. So this could be a week. Kevontae Turpin might bust one. Maybe Luke Gifford busts through there and blocks a punt. Something game-changing can happen. And Fossil's crew, they've done a heck of a job so far this season of holding up their end for this team.
Short week, you know, details can get sloppy.
Yeah.
And so that's to me, when I think about where special teams can really, you know, pull ahead here, it's on one of the return units. You got Brett Maher playing at a high level here. So from an offensive standpoint, man, just get this ball to the 40.
Automatic points.
Man, let's get on down here to the 40. You're going to be kicking indoors here. So there's a lot of positives that I see what the Cowboys can do. But I agree with you both. It has to be a lesson learned from Green Bay that continues to pay off. It can't just be we did it against Minnesota. I mean, if you lose this football game, what you did against Minnesota, I won't say it's mute, but it doesn't mean what it once meant.
Mm-mm.
You have to become consistent. And this, what do teams, good football teams do, teams that want to somehow end up with the number one seed, something that is still available to the Cowboys, you have to win this football game here.
Yeah.
And you're controlling your own destiny. We talked about Minnesota, okay? Here it was, Minnesota, tied with Philly at the time, top record in the conference. You beat them. You get Philly one more time here. The Cowboys can control where they go. And knowing how guys get injured, a bye week is not a bad thing if you handle it correctly.
That's the thing. You know, when we had it in 2016, we were extremely young. We were extremely young. I don't think they were ready for the moment at that situation.
You didn't have a good coach.
Stop it. They had your young Dak. You had young Zeke out there. They weren't ready for the moment, you know, and we started off slow.
The coach wasn't ready
for
the
moment. Stop it. And then, you know, fast forward, if they were able to get it now, a much more veteran team out there, I think they'll be able to handle it.
McCarthy went 15-1. Remember that 15-1 team he had with Green Bay?
I don't even just land them, man.
So you can learn. I'm just saying, I think McCarthy's learned. He talked many times at the press conferences about, hey, I was a young coach and things that he's learned from.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's, I mean, true. I think that is one of the benefits that we continue to see about Mike. And if you ask him questions, hey, what did you learn from this and that? He talks about that COVID year and all those mistakes that he felt he made. He says, you know what? I listened to a lot of people. He says, and I took some advice I shouldn't have taken. And he changed things around. That's how you saw Dan Quinn come in. You've seen them get better. So I give Mike a lot of credit. He learned. He got better at what he did.
Stop it.
Go ahead, man.
Stop it.
That's true.
You know, he's not going to lit up off of that. You just say, just go ahead and stay right
tell
there.
Tell me where I
lied. No.
You lied, man. But I ain't going to get into this with you right now. Go ahead.
Look, man.
Tell
you know,
the truth.
The thing is, man, if you talk to enough coaches that are full of metaphors and the coaches speak goes on and on and on, this team is a young team that I think has to figure out how to win, how to handle success. And that's been their biggest thing. And that's why that Vikings win, I was like, man, throw the tape away, because you may have gotten a misconception of yourself. And you don't want to have that. This team has still got to work hard. They still got to bury teams. And you may not get it in the form of 40-30, no matter how you get it. But your destiny, like you just said, everything is in front of you, and they're playing for that. doesn't matter. Like Bill Parcells says, just get into the tournament. That's if you can get into the tournament, I don't care if you get a bye week, just get in. And this is a team that if they get in, they can be dangerous.
Yeah. Let's get a break. We got prediction time.
Oh.
Heckman Harris and Barry Church, New East Coast Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes four Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10. Free shipping!
But Smoothie King's original Angel Food and new Angel Food Slim without added sugar. You no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups. So you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic Angel Food or the new Angel Food Slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn's longtime support of service members, veterans, and their families demonstrate the salute to service tenets to honor, empower, and connect with those that have preserved our freedoms. The Cowboys are proud to nominate Coach Quinn as our 2022 NFL Salute to Service Award Club nominee. Join us in making sure he becomes a finalist for this prestigious award by voting at NFL.com/salute. Fan vote.
Thank you, Heckman.
What up?
Thank you.
We going to get OG, OBJ?
Dak Prescott says he's talking.
I can't believe it.
Dak Prescott has put out the pleas, the begging, the thirsting. It's all out there, man.
Why not do it in private?
Jerry said they're going to talk to him at the Thanksgiving. So you got the owner, the GM, the head coach, starting quarterback, star linebacker.
Did he slim it
top
down?
Top wide receiver.
He slimmed it down to the Giants and the Cowboys, right?
I think he'll be at the game tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to come here. If those are the two teams left, he's going to come here. If he wants a Super Bowl, he ain't got no chance in New York to win no Super Bowl. If you want to, you know, go back home, be the homecoming, okay. But if you want a chance at winning something, you're going to come to the Cowboys. I just feel like it's extremely disrespectful to Noah Brown. For every one of your offensive teammates to glow this guy. Come there, come home. You know, you want to be a part of something, come here. Noah, like, man, wait a second, dog. I've been out here doing my thing all season. And y'all just going, okay. Because if he comes in, I'm going to four.
I started this gangster.
I'm going to four.
And this the thanks I get.
that's crazy to me.
Here's why it's not crazy. The Cowboys spent the trade deadline looking for help. So clearly they look at Noah Brown and say, we like you, but we need to improve and be better than you. And if Stephen Jones, who consistently says talent acquisition is a 365-day-a-year business, that's what they should be doing.
I don't see it, man.
I understand what they're trying to do. So you went to the trade market. It was too rich for you. You didn't want to give up the capital. You also didn't want to pay $18, $19 million for Brandon Cooks. So this is the next best thing. They need to improve and get better in the area.
But
so,
is he an improvement, though?
This is a great question. I don't know because we have not seen the knee. I'm not a doctor.
We'll see.
But I would feel a lot better if there's Odell Beckham Jr., Michael Gallup, and CeeDee Lamb in the route tree.
Chances of him coming back healthy right now, BC, are slim to none. I mean, if he does have any impact on this team, it's going to be in the playoffs, late in the playoffs, that we see an impact. So for me, I think it's low risk in it, because it's going to be the contract that it comes down to. And I honestly don't think Jerry's going to give him the bag. That's what he's looking for. Right. He's looking for a long-term, not a three-year deal, something, you know, to say, based off of everything that he's been saying, I want to move my family somewhere, buy a house, do all these things. I just don't think he's going to get that bag here, especially with the way that we let Amari Cooper go, especially with the way that we're relying on CeeDee Lamb. All of that talk, yes, we went into the offseason talking about needing to get a wide receiver, and our answer was James Washington. James Washington comes in. No, he has a problem, okay? And then we have to rely.
Why are we still talking? Why do we still bring his name?
Wait a minute now. He's
dead to me.
He's not. He's a guy that's on this team, and he can make make an impact. And Noah Brown, and we're talking about Noah Brown and saying, hey, how unfair it's been for Noah Brown. But
what's unfair?
But you saw last week what Noah Brown did. He came up big. He had a big catch.
Big time.
Okay? And I think that applying that pressure, no matter what Odell Beckham does still, Noah Brown has an opportunity to go out there and compete for anybody. Man, that's all you can ask for. Let me compete for it. You could tell me there's another guy out there, but let me compete for it. That's all we ever want.
Yeah.
You know, I know. I just want to compete.
The chips are going to be stacked high against Noah if they bring him in here. I mean, you got –
He's not going to play special teams. He's not going to play special teams. And what does Noah Brown do? That's his value add. You know, that's his value add. Not only do I play wide receiver, I play special teams too.
Noah, like, man, y'all killing my pockets right now.
You have a team that needs more. You need something else than wide receiver. And you have the ability to do it. I just.
And then all his people. Come on, Dak. I'm your man.
I'm your man.
$100,000. You know what I mean? Damn. That's how you treat your people?
Man, you got, do it in private. You don't got to. Talk about Noah Brown. I mean, listen, man. Amari Cooper. He's some difference maker, man. He's a good football player.
What about Jalen Tolbert? How you think Jalen Tolbert? I need y'all to stop. Man. Stop. Nah. Don't do that. I'll do it.
You know, y'all gonna be caring about Kelvin Joseph's feelings.
Come on, man. Leave Fed alone, man.
Some folks ain't earned the right to have no feelings hurt, okay?
But I think Noah has, though. Noah earned the right. He put the work in.
He's still gonna be a part of the team.
He's gonna be
a part of the team.
We're gonna send me for Hoko, man.
They're gonna bring him in on blocking down.
I'll just say y'all just throw a lot of people under the bus so quick, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Noah going to be relegated to blocking duties. They're going to be, you want some PT? He's going to be known as the best perimeter blocker in the league.
Got to say,
I can't remember the last time I saw somebody in the locker room with cameras talking to Simi Fuoco.
Damn. Why y'all killing me?
Come on, man.
Y'all killing my
Jalen Tolbert. Say he changing the culture.
He did say that, too, on the way to
Say that. Come on.
Changing the way they wear them salute the service sweatshirts and caps.
It's a cold world.
Get him a cap and a towel, man. Next thing you know.
Odell Beckham came available. Boy, everybody on our team. Micah tweeted.
We need him.
Hey.
I ain't going to lie, man. If I'm Noah, I'm like, man, what
you going to do what? Nothing. What
you can do nothing. But it's
just
like, that's
play.
Disrespectful.
Just go play.
Man.
Hey.
That's hella disrespectful.
Go talk to Jerry. Go knock on the door and talk to Jerry.
That should be their job to recruit.
Talk to your head coach.
That should be their job to recruit. Ain't the player's job to do that.
Zeke.
It is what it is.
Okay. Come on, dog.
We need to wrap this up.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go, baby.
We need to wrap this up. I've got the Cowboys winning 31-13.
31-13.
Yes, 31-13. Got the Cowboys winning. And finally, a return for a touchdown for Mr. Turpin this week. This is the week. Turpin touchdown. Heckman, what you got?
I like that, man. I was thinking 40 burger. I really was thinking 40 burger, but I'm going to stop short of that, man. I'm going to go 35-10 this game.
35-10.
Yeah, 35-10. I think we smoke them, man.
Church?
Yeah. I think it'll be a little bit closer, but I'm going 27-17.
17?
Yeah, I think they're
going to. Are you going 17?
I think they're going to throw a little 17.
Garbage time. Little garbage time.
You never know. They might throw a couple, you know.
While you walking by, the refrigerator one more time and grab something, man.
Do we have a Noah Brown touchdown in the game?
Yeah, we got a Noah Brown.
You got support over here with the 42. We acknowledge, baby. He with you. He know what time it is.
I'm with you, big dog.
You in on that?
What's that?
A Noah Brown touchdown? Yes.
Nine.
You ain't messing with it.
Nah, it sound good.
We worried about disrespect. Okay. Nah,
hey, Noah Brown touchdown, man. I'm with you, dog.
Hey, thank you to everyone. We are thankful for everyone who tunes into the podcast. We recognize you. Yes. We see you on Twitter. We appreciate you here. Heckma Harrison, happy Thanksgiving. Barry Church, happy Thanksgiving. Producer Chris Beam, happy Thanksgiving. Audio Jazz, happy Thanksgiving. Will, happy Thanksgiving. Everybody who makes this happen, we appreciate you. Enjoy tomorrow. It is a special day. And if you have family, enjoy it, man. These are memories that you get to create, man. You never forget, at least I know, I've never forgotten those times I've been able to watch Dallas Cowboy football with the people I love.
That's so, right.
No doubt.
All right. Hey, this play is brought to you by Tostitos.
Take your headphones off right quick.
Oh, my bad.
Take your headphones off right quick. Cowboy Nation, I hope your team wins!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!